Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome again to Saturday AM Live. It's truly a great day to be alive. As I was kind of pondering this morning, there's so many great things about living where any of us live, especially if we have windows. And my point is this, and I'm not going to digress too much because I want to let Nancy share her story and have a fun little chat. But as I look out our window, whether I can see across the Columbia River or not, there's always light someplace. And this morning as I looked out on the Columbia River, right out in the middle where there should not be any lights, there's no signals or warning beacons, and tugboats aren't usually flowing up this part of the channel this time of day, I saw a light flashing, or actually just saw it, and I thought, somebody is out there. They are so dedicated to fishing. I'm going, oh my goodness, it's pouring down rain. Yesterday was the warmest January 31st in 67 years in the Portland area, and I don't know what that really means, but it was truly wonderful, and I thought, somebody is out there taking advantage of this beautiful, warm winter day. And they're fishing. I thought, that's the kind of dedication that Nancy has. Well, number one, to discovering, even though some of us, and Nancy, you and I share the pathway of discovery, that we just didn't jump onto it the second we heard about it. It was a process of discovery. And I'm going to set this up and then turn it over to you, because our first conversation, I will never, ever forget it. My childhood home, or I should say the home that our family built during most of my childhood, I remember sitting in my bedroom getting a call from you, or I called you, or I can't remember who initiated it, but you had been out in Oregon, and you were staying with the Hafners, as my family refers to Larry Hafner as my BFF, and I remember sitting in the bedroom because all I was focused on, and I had every right to be focused, and I apologize, was getting my suitcase packed, because it was either that afternoon or the next day, I can't remember, I was headed to Tulsa, Oklahoma to get married. And I appreciate the fact that you listened and you said, okay, I got to investigate these magnets further. And so, share with people how that started, and let's go from there. So Nancy Cosman, by the way, from Highland Heights, Ohio. Did I say that right?
Yes. Can you hear me, or did you lose me?
You're loud and clear. And it's actually Cleveland. Cleveland, where that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city, correct?
Correct.
So how did it all get started for Nancy Cosman?
Well, first of all, this is a privilege and an honor to actually be on this call. Whoever thunk 25 years ago that here I would be, but here I am. Actually, we were visiting our son and daughter-in-law in Portland, who knew Hafner's son from Korea, which is where our son had been living prior to moving to Portland. And I believe that they stayed with the Hafners. We did not, but they did invite us for dinner one night. And with the option of checking out magnets for Dad, Mom. And so as we're getting ready to leave for the evening to go back to the hotel, I don't remember what it was, Murray said to me, Mom, you're supposed to talk to her about magnets. So I said, okay, Pat, what's the deal? And with that, she took me into her bedroom, had me lay on what I later learned was called a topper, that was on top of her waterbed, which I had never laid on it in my life. I mean, how bad could it feel? And it felt wonderful. So I said, okay, hook me up with somebody and we'll look at it. I had heard about magnets before. I think I saw them maybe at a flea market in Florida or something. I don't remember, but I knew about the energy of it. And so, lo and behold, you remember better than I do that conversation, because it was more significant for you since you were getting married the next day. You called me. And, you know, we don't jump into things. I don't, usually. And it took me probably close to a year after that till I finally said to Marty, you know, if this stuff does half of what these people are saying, it's, I think we should at least invest something and see what happens with us. And, you know, we decided to at least do 1,500 the first time and get that over with. And it was a big jump for us at the time. But we just decided it was time. And Murray's main reason was Marty was headed for a hip replacement. And I think he had his first hip replacement 10 years ago. So he got 15 years without surgery. And also, he used to wake up 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a year, and he literally could not straighten up for a day or two. Since sleeping on the original topper, which is our first order was the original topper, the bricks, insoles for each of us, a flex for him, and I believe we got the Mag Boys. And after it arrived, by the way, I called Vance and I said, why didn't you just tell me to go outside and sleep with my head on the curb? Because if any of those who were around that time, that's what it was like sleeping on. But since we have gotten the topper, Marty has not woken up and not been able to straighten up. I know it's not 6 times, maybe 2, possibly 3, but I don't think any more than that in all these years. So does it work? Purely coincidence.
You know, and Nancy, there are so many things you just shared, and I thank you for clarifying when you said you ordered certain things and that included 2 bricks, because I'm thinking, what are people going to think when you say bricks? Why on earth would you order bricks? You can go to Home Depot or Lowe's to get bricks. I mean, what on earth? I jokingly said to you the other day, when I was sending you that package, I thought, man, I got a lot of space in this box. Maybe I'll send you some bricks. Cause it's
I got your brick yesterday, by the way.
And, you know, each of us have different preferences when it comes to sleeping. You know, that's why the sleep number and the pocket, all these different companies, they really want to cater to what we think is best for our bodies, even though I remember early on, being told that, now you want to sleep with warm feet and a cool head. Well, that's what Neken's sleep systems attempt to provide, and we don't make any claims ever. It's just, and those original pillows way back when, to which Stacy and I still sleep on some of the harder ones, but the newer ones, everybody I've talked to said, oh man, they're truly wonderful, and blah, blah, blah. I'm curious, Nancy, for Marty's, and I don't really want to, you know, unpack the condition, you know, get into the great details of that. But was it an accident that caused the hip injury, or just the occupational hazard of spending quite a bit of time sitting in a chair, or what?
Well, he played high school football. I don't know if that had any bearing on any of that. At one point, we found that something in the back of his leg was not hooked up where it's supposed to be, and probably had it been discovered as a child, they may have repaired it. Obviously, as a 45, 50, whatever the age was when it was discovered, year-old man, they weren't going to do that. And I don't know if that has any bearing on the hip or not, but it was wear and tear on his joint, both joints. He had the second one, like, I think 4 years after the first.
Okay. And yeah. So, and again, instantaneously, because we have people, one of my dearest friends, Gisela Stevens, just a little bit south,
mm-hmm.
south west of you. Yeah, Gisela Stevens, she had an absolutely life-transforming experience the first night on the sleep system, from a childhood injury. Being pushed down the steps of her home in Germany by her, what I call her, evil twin sister, and I know I shouldn't say it that way, but I've never met her, so I'm sure she's a wonderful person, but when I hear that story, even think about it, I think, oh my goodness, And then they lied to their mom and never even disclosed, and it was years later when the doctor fit her with a permanent cast, back brace cast. And anyhow, but for hers it was instantaneous. For Marty, was it the first night or over time or what?
Sleeping on the bed?
Yes.
I don't remember specifically him. I mean, he didn't wake up where he couldn't stand up anymore. I mean, that, which was his back, and that was only a, you know, an occasional experience each year, several times a year. But you know, the hips per se kind of went into a status quo for years.
Yeah, and
so,
the reason I'm asking that question is because I deal with a major issue in my lower back because of my own foolishness. You know, you're not supposed to jump off waterfalls, definitely ones that are 75 to 78-ish, you know, feet high, depending on the water level and flow at that time of year. Yeah, I know that. Please don't go into the mom mode in school.
No, I would recommend, though, that not only do you sleep on the bed with the mattress pad, put a flex under it also, on top of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, because I've done that, Marty, occasionally we'll do that. But if I have something, you know, going on back there, I'll do that while I'm sleeping, even though we're sleeping on the new estopper.
You know, and you, and I like your point that you made at the very, very beginning of your story was, you know, when you did call me and ask me that question, you know, what am I supposed to go sleep with my head on a curve? It's not too far away from that truth of sleeping on the ground, like so many
right.
of us do when we go camping, that experience of being out one with nature and all that. And we're seeing the research. The documentaries, I keep finding them, and I'm so excited about it because that missing piece that Nikan introduced a year ago, you know, the Kinko ground,
mm-hmm.
and what it's doing for so many people, there's the concept of grounding and getting in touch, because we don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, just kind of layering one thing up on that, when I look at where you're at today, and I want to kind of... There's so many experiences that I know you and Marty and your grown children have had over the years. Is there one that stands out to you, for you personally? Because all we've been talking about so far is Marty's experience, but for you, for Nancy.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, little ones that you don't even... Well, I appreciate each one. My always go-to is the touch. When something hurts. My latest thing is for the past several months, and I don't know why, in the middle of the night, if I stretch my legs semi-consciously, I've gotten cramps. And I have found in the past 2 weeks, I've been using the touch before I go to bed, lining my legs up together, knowing that it's going to penetrate from one to the other, and using it just one session up and down the leg. And I've had cramps once in 2 weeks now. Several years ago, three years after my knee replacement, I could not bend my foot back. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. I've been there before. I'm not going back. And I got out the duct tape, and I put it on. I don't even think it was 20 minutes. I could bend my foot all the way back again. I have one of those, what was the gold one called, the little tiny magnet. A number of years ago, I fainted, and I immediately put on everything that I knew I should, most of which I had on already, and there was just something missing, and I went on the CD that I have from Cindy Morey, and looked up dizziness, lightheadedness, fainting. And the one thing that I didn't do was put a magnet on my thymus. And so I got one of those little ones on the Band-Aid, and I put one on my thymus. I don't even think it was 20 minutes, and my head cleared. And then after about a week when it came off, I thought, okay, let's see what happens now. Is it really working, or is it just my imagination? And after about maybe a half hour, an hour, I thought, Who are you kidding? What difference does it make if it's working or not? Put it back on, and I will die with a magnet on my thymus. So, yeah.
You know, and a story just popped into my head, and this is about Nancy, it's not about Vance, but 15 years ago, on our 10th anniversary, we did a special cruise with two other couples, and one of the entertainers on board the ship, I struck up a conversation with him, and somehow we got on that same subject of dizziness, seasicknesses, and you know, this guy lives on a cruise ship, so he doesn't deal with that. And he said, I don't know how we got it. He said, oh, I remember this one passenger was wearing two of those discs, those gold discs that, you know, magnet things. I didn't tell him anything, okay, I swear. And he said he had two of those taped on either side of his temple, on either side of his head. He said, he looked like, kind of like Frankenstein. And I started describing the gentleman, and he goes, yeah, that's him. I said, yeah, Bo Bell, former Navy SEAL, deep water diver, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he experienced some things that messed up his equilibrium, his balance. And he said, yeah, he was one of these cruises. You know him? And I went, oh, we're good friends. But what a small world.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a kind of confirmation to me that, you know, what is it we really have here? And I refer to him, again, another Ohioan just down the road from you. I refer to him as Dr. Jones, even though he's not a doctor. David Jones has reminded me many times that all the solutions are out there in nature. God put them out there. We just got to somehow bring them into our home and tap into them, and Nikan has allowed us to do that. Nancy, I want to switch gears, because one of the neat things about this journey of discovery with anything that's wonderful and wholesome and good for us. I thought of this yesterday as I was meeting people for the first time in my brother and I refer to as our hobby, even though it's a bona fide business, the family business of sheet metal, is helping people understand that, you know, if you protect the structure where you live, your physical home, starting from the top down, with proper roofing and gutters and all this stuff, it'll protect you. You have to have a solid foundation of the, you know, the base, the concrete, or whatever the structure is built on. But protecting it from the top down, and we do that, you know, physically with our body. But as I was talking to these people, I thought, you know, that's really what we do with Nikan. So what's the transition of taking good, valuable experiences and information or intel and allowing them? And this woman, never met her before. I was asked to go, you know, do something, and she invites me into her home, and Addie's with me, and so we're having this wonderful conversation, and she said, you don't understand. In the past, we've been dealing with this, and this. She lives in a townhome, and I went, oh, I get it. And so I just sat and listened. One of the things that I've enjoyed in you and Marty's journey is you've introduced a lot of people to me, Ken. And I don't know what you saw in it as a business, but in those introductions, I've gotten to be part of some of them. Most of you just simply said, hey, I like your approach, which even meeting people as complete strangers, you said, hey, are you open? Do you want to check it out? And then, you know, you share the information with them. In this day and age where Nikan has gone to a more of a customer-centric model, knowing that 91% of people get introduced to Nikan because of the products, what has been some of the driving force for you to take it to that level, which led you just recently to achieving the what I call the highest income earning potential, which is that silver position of accumulating volume? But all customer, I mean, the bulk of it was all customer volume. What compels you to share Nikan with other people? I mean, besides these great stories.
Well, when I see somebody hurting, it kind of gets to me. It doesn't have to be that way. You know, somebody, well, my son reached out to us, obviously, for his father. And if I can show you something that could help you feel better, why not look at it? You know, usually younger people are not hurting. It's the older people. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm And what's been the response? Could you say percentage? Because you and Marty work in a numbers industry with financial planning and that kind of thing. But what would you say is your response when you ask that way?
It can go with, yeah, what is, well, a lot of times you'll say, what is it? And I'll say, well, the best way to see, find out is to see it and feel it and experience it. But, you know, some people say, well, I'll think about it. Okay, can I call you? Yeah, but then they never answer. So, you know, how many times do we do it? And you have to learn that it's not personal. They're just not there yet. And there are certainly areas of the country where people are way more open to things that are, quote, out there. Some people could look at me like I have four eyes and horns coming out, but, you know, and sometimes I will think as I walk away, well, enjoy your pain. But, you know, I can't control their response. All I can control is my desire to help people feel better.
And I can't help but think, I mean, you're in Cleveland, for Pete's sake, you know, the home of the Cleveland Clinic. I mean, this is like one of the most renowned medical institutions in the United States, in North America for that matter. So that kind of sets a narrative for people to think, oh, wait a second. You know, I remember Shaw Rogers saying that 6 months before we were, our family was introduced to Meekin, to her friend, Michelle. Oh, come on. If there is something to magnets, surely I would have heard about it by now.
And there are people who feel, I'm not a doctor. How could I possibly know what I'm talking about? And I would have to check with my doctor. I recently said to somebody who was open, originally thought possibly the ground, ended up buying the insoles, but was just finally diagnosed at the clinic with myasthenia gravis. And when he called me to update me on what was going on, I could instantly feel relief in his voice. I mean, it was like a 10-pound weight was lifted off his shoulders because finally somebody knows what it is and possibly what can help him. And I just said to him, you know, what I'm showing you, what you saw when you were here, cannot hurt you. It's all taken out of the earth. And if the earth energy is hurting you, then we've got other problems. But, you know, and I understand you're wanting to continue on the course with this doctor. I said, and if you mention magnets to him, he may look at you kind of really weird. But that means that he doesn't know about it. You know, and I call people like that ignorant, not in a demeaning way. They just, ignorant means you don't have the knowledge. So I don't know where it will go. I know that he can afford anything he wants from me again. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and I like going full circle back to you and Marty's discovery. It's like, well, we should buy, you know, we should do the 1500. Why 1500? Well, that was one of the packages or kind of that benchmark that it just made sense. And we still have that today with the Fast Start. Hey, here's an array of products. Do whatever you want. But if you want to do that or if you want to introduce it to other people, then, well, the nice thing is you get your enrollment fee right back, that $99. You get it, you know, in free product if you do that in the first 30 days. We see that time and time again in any arena of business. When you do certain things, then there's freebies attached to it.
It wasn't like that when I started. But that at least meant that I could make money on anything I bought or sold.
Correct.
At $1,500, I believe, yeah. So that was my benchmark.
Now we get the second we enroll, it's like Amazon Prime. The second you enroll for the $100, you know, Prime, then you get free shipping. So there's already a bonus. You're not enrolling to do business. Same thing with MeetIn. And it is a direct comparison. We're near the size of Amazon. I'm not saying that. However, as far as the only company that I know that really delivers total wellness with everything, and I mean that seriously, because, and here I'm quoting Larry Hafner. Seriously, Vance. He says that to me almost every phone conversation. Seriously, Vance. It's like, I'm taking you seriously, Larry. What? But we have that opportunity. And, you know, Nancy, thinking about where we've come from, this journey, and I so thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think that the best is yet to come, because you made the point that, Marty Jeffries says, you know, the people who are sick, they're always going to be with us. There is, you know, Jesus said the sick, you'll always have the sick folks with you. We need to be proactive, and we need to target those people who don't want to be sick, who want to do the little things. Again, it's like most of what my brother and I get to play on roofs for people is there's something that's gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're constantly looking for the people, hey, before something goes wrong, we could tweak this and save you a ton of money. And that's the funnest way to really do anything in life is find those people. What's been your driving goal? I mean, do you say every day I want to go find a new person, or I just want to be available to people? Is there a mechanism that you have in your brain that, hey, I'm gonna go out and talk to 15 people?
I've never been a goal person, but I definitely, when I am out and about, end up talking to somebody someplace, no matter who or where I am. A couple weeks ago, I was at Trader Joe's buying, I forget the name of this thing that looked like a grapefruit but wasn't, and this woman came up and she said, she bought one, just buy one. I said, okay. And she stood there and talked to me for probably 10 minutes, and poor Marty was waiting in the wings. But she's telling about all these people, elderly people, and she's not young. She's probably a little bit younger than I am, maybe. But she kind of manages and takes care of. So I walked away, and I said to Marty, you know what? I'm going to go talk to her for another minute. I'll be right back. And I haven't heard. In fact, I thought of her the other day. I haven't heard from her, but she was excited to see that I'm a wellness consultant. So who knows? Sometimes I just give them a card. Sometimes I ask them for their name and phone number. It's each person is different, and I go with how I feel.
Right, and it really does come down to the feeling. I did the same thing with a new dental hygienist the other day, and that's a trick, having a conversation with somebody who's got their hands in your mouth, you know. But I thought, we're going to see where this goes, and she brought up the subject of water. I didn't. And lo and behold, I said, what are you and your husband doing for water? I said, that's a quick question. And I had to wait for the opportunity when she pulled her tools out to ask that question. And she said, well, we use a Brita filter system. And she said, but I get the impression you're going to tell me that's probably not good enough.
Oh, wow.
And I'm laughing because she doesn't know who I am.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, okay, I gotta dial it back, because I don't want to be condemning something that somebody's doing because they're proactive.
Uh-huh.
But she shared with me, you know, why she felt that way. I wanna conclude our conversation here, if I can, Nancy, by saying we're and I've asked this a lot of people, and I ask it of myself, not daily, but on a regular basis. Where do you see this thing going, this thing called MeetIn, the solutions? And I don't think you've shared any medical claims or made any claims as to the products of what they've done. You named some specifically. But where do you see this going for you and Marty? And I love your casual approach to just simply introducing people, because you've built a really, not a massive customer base, but just a fun one that you can maintain. Because Marty Jeffries taught me that we can really only have start with five, because it's almost impossible to say, oh yeah, I've got a customer base of 500 people. How do you have an ongoing real relationship with that?
it's like being on Facebook, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my younger brother calls it Facebook.
That's a good one.
They're not real tangible relationships, especially in today's culture. Where do you see this going for you and Marty?
Well, before I answer that question, I really think that it would be beneficial to somebody maybe to tell Marty's story of when he fell about a week before, Sunday before Thanksgiving. He was outside and was retrieving something from the garden and tripped on a rock, ended up on the pavement, although he claims that he fell more in the bed, and all of a sudden I'm in the house and it was cold out. This is Cleveland, end of November, and all of a sudden I hear, Nance! And I looked up, I thought he was picking tomatillas next to the slider in the kitchen where I was sitting, and he wasn't there. And I look out, and the first thing, he's down on the pavement, sitting up though. First thing he says, my hips are okay, because anybody who's had a hip replacement knows that they could be knocked out if you fall. And so fortunately that didn't happen. But anyway, that was on a Sunday evening. And Monday I even said to him, initially he didn't have any discomfort, but then later in the evening he hurt. And so I immediately used a touch on his back where he was hurting and his feet on the ground. Sunday night he was able to sleep in bed. Monday and Tuesday he couldn't get up and down on the bed, so he slept sitting in the chair and with his feet on the ground all night and morning, both nights, using the touch on his back probably twice a day. But Monday I said, I think maybe you chipped a rib or something. I don't know where that idea came from. But by Wednesday I said, you need to get to your doctor. Thursday we go in, he says, immediately takes an x-ray, and he did. He had a fracture on his rib. And he said it'll take, 4 to 6 weeks to heal. The following Monday, he and I walked on our path. Slower, but he was able to walk. By Tuesday, I think he was back to normal. And I said to him, and I get kind of emotional thinking about this still, we are so fortunate to live in a wellness home, to be on the bone pack since day one, to have the touch and the ground as your saviors. I said, anybody else your age who would, and he told me he went down really hard, who would have fallen, he's lucky he didn't break an arm, who would have fallen like you did, would have had multiple breaks, multiple injuries, and no way in hell be able to walk less than a week later on our path. I said, do you realize how fortunate we are? So, my first go-to is the touch, the second one is the ground, and from there it's anything that works. And they all do.
Nancy, and I thank you for bringing that up before you answered my question, because I just, as you're sharing that, I'm thinking how appropriately named these products are. Kinko in Japanese meaning wellness or health. Here's a health touch, a wellness touch, or the ground, a wellness, ground. It's kind of like, whoa, this is a foundational thing. So simple, and so, I think, so affordable. That's the big thing, and you don't have to go outside to be magnetically connected to the earth, especially when it's not an ideal situation. But it was that experience, as you shared with me, that I in turn shared with Stacy after she, January 1st, carrying a big bin of Christmas decor down the steps, slipped. She saved the bin. She's falling and sliding. She's like, I didn't drop the bin, husband. I'm like, oh my goodness. The firefighter in me kicks in, and I'm thinking, oh, my wife. And I said, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
As she's laying there, and I take the bin out of her hand, she said, I knew that she re-injured a broken tailbone from 21 years ago on the same set of steps when she's carrying McKenna, our oldest, who's now 21. She said, I'm not going to wake up my husband. I'm going to go down and sit in the glider so I can nurse her. The whole night, that was her thought, but same exact steps. And there's just, and she knows, sure enough, same scenario, endured it for a few days, went to the doctor a few days later, got an x-ray, and they said, yeah, here's a, you know, same prognosis, and it was that conversation with you. And I said, no, hey, wife, you got to use the touch.
Followed by the flex.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, it's like, these are simple solutions. We already had them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to reiterate again. I want to reiterate again, because NECEN does not make any medical claims. Any results we get, like what Nancy and I are sharing, are merely, we'd like to say, coincidental. However, I keep seeing more and more people, the daily sizzle calls that we have opportunity to tap into, 10 minutes of just over-the-top stories. Chris Bruce yesterday sharing, you know, and oh my goodness, it's just on and on and on and on. Where do you see it going, Nance?
You know, it's a journey. It seems like the older I get, the longer it takes to do less. But I just will keep plugging along and see where it takes me. I fortunately have never needed my income from NECEN to sustain the Cosman family. But I enjoy what I'm doing. And if it ever becomes a job, then I'm finished.
My brother and I have that same philosophy as well.
Yeah.
The job, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
No, working for yourself is not for everybody. I've always said that. I've said this for years now. I couldn't work for somebody else again if they paid me. And Marty's been on his own for a long time also, which gives us both the freedom that we've wanted, and we are able to determine our own schedules. Yet there are people who absolutely cannot deal with that. I even when I was working for somebody, I moonlit and did typing and word processing for people on the side, which again, people, unless that's something you can do and somebody needs something tomorrow, you're not going to want to do it tonight or today. So unless you decide that you enjoy the autonomy of working for yourself, by yourself, then you need to work for somebody where you know you're going to get paid once a week, once every other, whatever it is, and, you know, you suffer the consequences of that environment, whether they're positive or negative.
Yeah. So very true. So very true. And I love the way you phrased it, that you don't have to depend on the income that NECEN gives us, either every Friday or once a month, because I love that option that we have the opportunity. And I know that Luis Kasuga firmly believes in that, and that's one of the reasons why we have it the way we do that.
Mm.
You know, when I introduce something to somebody, I know the following Friday, there's money in the bank. It's directly deposited there. And then the flip side is once a month, like it's been since I first started 27 years ago, that we get that other little, not little, because sometimes it depends on what we do.
Right.
And again, in conventional business, when you produce, you get paid, so it makes it a lot of fun. But I think the core, coming back, and I'm reminded of one quote from a dear friend who said, you know, I never apologize. I never apologize for any dime that's generated, that we've generated from NECEN, because I know that represents yet another life that was impacted or improved or changed because of the solution. And I thought, you know, that's it. We don't have to brag. We just simply say, yeah, I'm not going to apologize. So if you jumped on late, yeah, go ahead.
No, I agree.
Yeah, so you jumped on late, Nancy Cosman. You will not see a photo of her on the website, right, Nance?
True. Or on Facebook.
you're just going to have to. Nancy, correct me if I'm wrong. We've only met in person once or twice.
Yes. For some reason, I'm thinking it might have been twice, but I'm not sure.
I,
and you still do remind me of my cousin, by the way. And I also want to thank Steve for who records all these wonderful calls, because I have learned so much from all of these calls all these years that I would not have been able to learn had they not been available. So thank you, and thanks Steve for doing all of that for so many.
Yes, Steve Crowfoot, our master webmaster at SaturdayAMLive.com, and I'll just throw that out there. So if you're not tapped into those resources, www.SaturdayAMLive.com, and just go to that current year, you know, think, okay, where would that be? 2019 or 2020 recordings is where they immediately just look for the name Nancy Cosman, and you'll see this. And because maybe there's somebody that you're thinking. I've thought of two. When Nancy starts sharing about Marty's experience, I thought of two people immediately, like, okay, I can take this, start listening to it, copy that, and paste it either via text or email, and then follow it up with a phone call and say, hey, I thought of you when I heard this story. Just listen and see if that resonates with you. And if it doesn't, just like Nancy, just like you said, maybe it's not for you. Or maybe it's part of the process of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Your process of discovery was cassette tapes. I remember that. I think I
well, sure, that's all that was available at the time. Yeah, that's a long
way
time.
Way too many cassette tapes going between Oregon and Ohio. So, Nancy, thank you again. And more than that, thank you for the gift that you've been to our family. It's just, I know with the girls, when they see the caller ID in the last few years, when they came up either on my cell phone or on our landline, Daddy, hey, especially Addie, couldn't pronounce Cosman.
Oh, we don't have to answer her.
So,
no, you always get back to me.
Yeah, well, it's the right thing to do. So, anyway, thank you again for sharing. I hope this has been beneficial to folks. And I want to just a quick little reminder. Next Saturday, we'll be broadcasting live from Layton, Utah, where I know we're going to have some fun stories to share from my roommates. And there may be four of us. So if Larry, you're listening right now, we may have a late addition. But I'm gonna make sure the room is big enough, so that we're, you know, it's not a what would you call that, a frat party? We do need to sleep a little bit. So, anyways, and then 2 weeks from today, I am working on lining up another story, another journey like what Nancy has had from a gentleman that my same age. And same kind of injury sustained, and so it should be fun. So, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you for allowing me to do this, Vance.
Now, my privilege, and what a great story. So, thanks again, everybody. Stop for now.